We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So, you know, it's 2022. 2024 will be here before you know it. Donald Trump. Should he run again or should he not? Should Donald Trump make way for somebody else, perhaps Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida? Joe Biden, should he run again? Should both run again? Should neither run again? What are your thoughts? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Is it time for Donald Trump to go away? Is it time for Joe Biden to go away? When the 2024 election comes along, should they decline to be candidates for the office or should they go for it? Here's David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good evening, Tomas. Hey, I would also like to see Trump run with DeSantis again. Personally, looking back, Trump got robbed out of the first half of his first 4 years. And the whole 4 years after that. So I'd like to see him run again with DeSantis. And I pretty much, my opinion of Biden is he really didn't run the first time, did he? I mean, he stayed in his basement. He did a couple appearances at a drive-in theater. And I remember him one time saying, you know, I'm not going to need your vote to get elected or something to that effect. I'm going to need your support after the election. Like he was giving away the goods that he knew the fix was in.
No, they always say they're going to win because otherwise nobody's going to vote for somebody who doesn't believe in themselves. I mean, every guy or lady who's ever won for president has thought they were going to win. Look at Hillary. and she didn't.
Hey, Tom, when it comes to, should he run because he's damaged? People who listened to Limbo years ago might remember him telling a story about how he got so mad at a dinner party at his own house in Florida that he got up and left because people there that he respected were telling him, oh, we got to get rid of Sarah Palin. She's so damaged. She's got to go. And Rush went crazy because he says, you're letting the enemy pick our leader. You're letting the media, which is the same as the enemy now, literally pick who they want to run against, and you're falling for it. Not you, but, you know, people he was arguing with. And that's how I feel about it. They're going to turn everything on DeSantis the second Trump said, I'm not running.
Well, yeah, thank you. I also happen to believe that because there is a very decided left-wing bias in the media, no matter who whom the Republicans nominate, they're going to be vilified, crucified, excoriated, excruciated. Excruciated? It'll be excruciating for them. Should Donald Trump run again? Should Joe Biden run again? Should neither run again? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Next up, we have Mike in West Seneca. Mike, you are on. Hello.
Okay, first of all, Biden is unfit to be president now, so no, he should not run again in 2 years. I don't think he'll have enough left upstairs in 2 years to even mount a challenge or mount another campaign. Not that he needed to, because he didn't really campaign this time. And second of all, I think Trump did so much damage to himself with what he said on January 6th. I think that it's probably better if he stays off and plays in a role behind the scenes. That's what my take is on it.
So Donald Trump needs to stay away. Instead of Donald Trump, yeah. You would like to see whom?
Well, DeSantis is pretty solid. I mean, he's done a lot of good things in Florida, but there's probably a big field of people that have yet to make their intentions known. So it's 2 years from now. I mean, we all complain that the campaign cycle starts a year ahead of time. It's starting 2 years ahead now. I'm not picking on you. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just laughing. I'm thinking, we're really thinking ahead here.
No, I don't take it as being picked on. The campaign never ends for politicians. No. The first thing Joe Biden did when he took office, I'm quite sure, was begin his 2024 strategy.
Oh, they all do it. They all do it. It's never-ending campaign cycle. So, yeah.
Look at Congressman, 2 years. Every 2 years.
Right. But my point is, we have to see what kind of field will emerge, and I guess we'll have to wait and see, but... Yeah, DeSantis looks like a pretty strong candidate now, but like you said, they're going to crucify anyone, especially DeSantis, because he's Christian, but it'll be interesting to see what happens, and if Trump doesn't run, how are they going to kick that guy around? They'll really, it'd be interesting.
Oh, they will find a way. Saw a piece on my Google News feed yesterday about Republican lawmaker who opposed same-sex marriage goes to gay son's wedding hours later. Like, really? Because, don't even get me started. Here is Fred in Lancaster. Fred, should Trump run again? Should Biden run again? Why or why not? Fred.
Well, Tom, I'd like to preface. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, I'd like to preface this by saying that I voted for the guy twice, Trump, and I also sent money to him, which I would never do, but in most cases. I think Joe Biden, I would love if he ran, but I don't think his handlers and the Democrats will allow it. And I think Trump is too much of a, he's a too much polarizing. I don't think he should run this time. I would love for him to be president, but I don't think he should run.
Have you any idea, if it's not Donald Trump, who it should be on the Republican side?
DeSantis. DeSantis. Awesome. He's a perfect candidate. I could maybe Santorum after that, or Abbott, but I think DeSantis is your best guy. They love him in Florida. I have friends and family that live down there, and even the Democrats like the guy. They don't have bad things to say about them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, Santorum was a member of the U.S. Senate. I'm not sure what he's doing with himself these days. Or as they called him in The Sopranos, Sanatorium. Or Sanitarium, whatever. Here is Pat in Buffalo on WBEN. Pat, should Donald Trump run again? Should Joe Biden run again? Should neither? Should both? Where are you?
I don't think Trump should, because, number one, no offense, I wouldn't vote for him. He was in office for 4 years. He might be a businessman, but we all know that corporations and businesses, they lie, they deceive, they cheat, they do everything. They're never upfront honest with the voters or anything else. And it's an act. And he's destroyed his own publicity and everything else. He thinks he's an actor. He thinks that's all he has to do. He gets the fan base because he's making fun and embarrassing people. We don't need a president like that in the United States.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, if you're on hold, could you please make sure that the radio is turned down and whatever you're listening to in the background is also turned down? Because I want to hear what you have to say, and sometimes if something's on in the background, I find it a little bit difficult to make you out. 803-0930, should Trump run again? Should Biden run again? Should neither run again? How long before Hillary Clinton announces her 2024 campaign? I just have this horrible feeling. We're not done with the pantsuit yet. Larry in Lime Lake. And you know what? I also have a feeling, no matter what happens, somehow, some way, you know who's going to end up being the next president? Kathy Hochul. She will end up, because she was born with a horseshoe solidly placed in her orifice that she sits on. I'm telling you, she is somehow, some way going to end up being president of the world. Larry in beautiful Lime Lake, go ahead.
I would say that Trump should not run again. Yes, he's a businessman. He did some good things. But there's no filter between his brain and his mouth. And we just couldn't do it. I don't think Biden should run again. I especially don't need his vice president. And
so
I would like to see Condoleezza Rice.
As a Republican or a Democrat?
She's a Republican.
I just want to make sure of these things, you know? I mean, we thought Colin Powell was,
and we thought Mitt Romney.
You know, sometimes just because somebody has a label on them does not mean that they really are, you know, the Republican in name only.
But I'd like to see Condoleezza Rice because she's smart. She's had some experience around the world, which none of these two guys have had. And I wish she'd do it, but I know she won't, so.
All right, thank you. Donald Trump has had a lot of experiences around the world. I mean, look at his wives. Joe Biden's had plenty of experience, and so has Hunter around the world. Let's get back to the calls, 803-0930. Should Donald Trump run again? Should Joe Biden run again? Should neither of them? And should the deck be swept clean? And anybody want to support my theory that no matter what happens, Kathy Hochul is going to emerge victorious as president of the world? It's just going to work out that way. Never in human history has there been a mammal on the face of this planet with the luck of Kathy Hochul. She really ought to be playing this billion-dollar lottery because she'd win. She'd be the only winner. Supposedly, Donald Trump has decided he is going to run again. It's just a question of when he is going to announce. Okay, but my question to you is, should Donald Trump run again? Should Joe Biden run again? And give me reasons why or why not. We've heard pros and cons of, in particular, Donald Trump. Let's go to Al in Cheektowaga. You are on WBEN. Hello.
How are you, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Yes. No, I don't think Donald Trump should run for president. I think DeSantis should run. Trump should run with him as the vice and then put Trump in charge of the border and get that straightened out.
Do you believe that Donald Trump has the temperament to serve under somebody? To me, that would be like being in the same room as the sun if you're DeSantis.
True, but I would hope they'd go to the mission. If they put Donald Trump in, they're just going to harass that guy for another 4 years and it's going to be a nightmare. If he's the Veep, he's got a little insulation from that crap. If you put him at the border, it would be done.
You know, I honestly don't believe that he would be insulated. I think Donald Trump comes within 500 miles of Washington. He will be eviscerated by media. They really don't like the guy. I've never seen in my lifetime, and this includes Richard Nixon, I've never seen a president so vilified by media. Every single day on the cell phone news feed, I was sent another reason why Donald Trump was the worst human being in the world.
Understood. And he took it well.
Well,
he survived 4 years of it.
Well, he survived, but I tell you, sometimes I wonder if Donald Trump had had a tweet manager, a filter, whether he might have had a better shot. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Donald Trump. My analysis of him when he was running was he was his own worst enemy, and I think during his term of office, he was his own worst enemy. Basically, the expression I like to use is don't step in a fresh turd on a hot day. And President Trump just seemed to do it over and over again. He made problems where he didn't have to, and I could never understand that. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Chapman is in Lancaster. Chapman, it's your turn. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, should they run again? Should neither run again?
I 100% believe that Trump should run again. It's unfortunate that he couldn't remain in office for the full 8 years, because if he could be in office unimpeded without the interference at every turn, he could have gotten so much more done for this country. And look at what he already did, even while fighting like every single day. And plus, when it comes to the world stage, he kept the enemies guessing. And even other countries and all that, in negotiations, that's probably the best position you can be in, is when you're unpredictable.
So
when
they don't know
what you're going to do.
He should run again.
100%, yes.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Let's get to Colleen in North Tonawanda. Colleen, should Donald Trump run again? Should Joe Biden? Should neither? Should both?
Hi, Tom. I definitely think Trump should run again. And no, get rid of Biden. Biden's gone right now anyways. Our country is being destroyed, and all the prices are up and everything. And I just think Trump should be back. I mean, I agree with you that, to me, the election was stolen. And I'm not changing my mind about that. There's nothing to convince me otherwise. And I've been a big Trump fan. You know, I take the good with the bad. You know, nobody's perfect. But I definitely want Trump back.
All right. And your dog, I believe, is also voicing approval of that position. Thank you very much. All right. Donald Trump, big with canines as well as humans on this program, which is interesting. It is coming up on 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. One of the most important questions about Donald Trump that has never, I don't think, been answered. Catman or dogman? Where do you think he is on that? I'm thinking dog. Although part of me can imagine him like the Godfather in the opening scene, stroking a cat in his lap. On the day of your daughter's wedding.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.